Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
The Cochrane Collaboration is committed to the need for prospective registration of trials, and one of the newer registers to facilitate this is the Pan-African Trials Registry. Amber Abrams talks here about its implementation.
Clinical trial registration has become an increasingly important part of the clinical trial process since the Ministerial Summit on Health Research called on the World Health Organization in 2004 to establish, quote, a network of international clinical trial registers to ensure a single point of access and the unambiguous identification of trials, end quote. In 2007, the International Committee of Medical Journal Editors, or ICMJE, updated their position on trial registration, requiring that trials be registered in a WHO-endorsed primary register in order to be considered for publication in one of their journals. A WHO primary registry must include the WHO's 20-item minimum data set, in which the person registering a trial publicly discloses specific information about their research. This standardized information is regularly uploaded onto the WHO International Clinical Trials Portal, which contains a search engine allowing users to search for trials according to specific characteristics, such as the intervention or location. To provide opportunities for local registration of trials in Africa, the South African Cochrane Center, based at the Medical Research Council, established the Pan-African Clinical Trials Registry in 2007. www.pactr.org is funded by the European and Developing Countries Clinical Trial Partnership and provides a platform for prospective registration of all clinical trials in Africa. On the 25th of September 2009 in Abuja, Nigeria, the registry was officially launched as a member of the network of WHO primary registers, the only such register in Africa. One of the particular challenges faced by researchers in resource-constrained settings such as Africa is the regulatory environment on the continent. Unlike other registries in resource-constrained settings, for example in India, www.pactr.org is special in that it is attempting to assist in unifying and bridging the regulation and registration of clinical trials across a large number of nations. Regulations throughout Africa differ. Some nations have their own legislation, and others are still developing the infrastructure to support trials, not to mention to regulate and oversee the research. In some places, the national legislation or infrastructure does not align with global practices. This is true in, for example, South Africa, where although the necessity to register trials is legislated, the South African National Clinical Trials Registry does not currently fulfill the ICMJE requirements for trial registration, as it is not a WHO-endorsed primary registry. In other African nations, efforts to develop oversight methods are limited by the lack of human capacity. And yet, other African nations, such as Tanzania, have begun to develop their own regulatory boards, centralized databases, and standards for practice. Those of us assisting in the harmonization of the regulation and clinical trial oversight across the continent face the challenge of attempting to align more than 20 different nations, because no singular national legislation can encourage registration throughout the region. Another challenge for an Africa-wide trial registry is limited, unreliable, and costly internet access. www.pactr.org seeks to overcome this by allowing trialists to register by post or fax, in addition to the more common use of online registration or email. Since the establishment of www.pactr.org in 2007, 6 of the 42 applications for registration were received by email, and the entry was completed by the registry's project manager. We also provide dedicated telephonic and email support to people trying to register research. There is clearly a lot of work to be done, but we are encouraged that the number of trial applications has been increasing progressively over time. In 2008, there were only 12 applications, but 2009 saw 26 new applications. More than half of our accumulated applications followed very shortly after the official announcement of WHO primary register status. As word of the registry spreads, representation among African nations is increasing. The registry now contains 50 single-center and 10 multi-center trials, with sites in 18 different African countries, and research in a wide range of diseases, including HIV/AIDS, malaria, birthing, and prostate surgery. The existence of a clinical trial registry does not replace the need for legislation, and registration should not function as an ethics watch group. However, a registry can promote and encourage compliance with regulatory and legal requirements. If African countries participate actively in www.pactr.org, their trials will be traceable and accessible in the future. As more trials are registered, www.pactr.org will provide a comprehensive, searchable repository of African trials, ensuring that African trial activity is adequately represented globally. Furthermore, registration and the information on registered trials is available free of charge and is relatively easy to access.
As Amber said, you'll find the Pan-African Clinical Trials Registry at www.pactr.org. That's also the place to go if you're interested in registering a clinical trial.